Hey, Chuck, Tim Carter, buddy. Thanks a ton for holding on. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
Just couldn't be better.
I got two questions. I'm putting down this laminate floating floor.
Yes.
And it don't say nothing about in the doorways. The one doorway is butting up against carpeting.
Okay.
And they say not to nail it down or anything like that. What I'm worried about is somebody, you know, stubbing it or, you know, getting their shoe caught. Is there anything you can do with that area?
Well, sure. You can, you know, those, they're kind of gross, but they do work. You know, those metal transition strips, they're all different kind of shapes and sizes.
Right.
If you go to a traditional hardware store, you know, they come in both, like, chrome and polished brass, blah, blah, blah. So I would they make a transition strip that actually is kind of shaped to where it kind of jumps up a little bit. It's like a ramp, and then it flattens out.
Yeah.
And that's the type I would use. And when you, the screws or the nails that attach the transition strip to the floor, you know, just make sure they don't pass through the laminate flooring.
Oh, okay.
And then that lip, that lip that kind of jumps up onto the laminate floor, you know, it's holding on by about an eighth of an inch, maybe 3/16, and that should be enough. You know, if you do a good job of securing the transition strip, it won't move anyway. You know, nothing's going to move. The only problem that I could see is that if for some odd reason, if you haven't allowed the laminate floor to acclimate enough and it's kind of expanded now,
yeah,
that if it contracts, which it shouldn't do. In other words, it's wintertime, it should be contracted. You know, it may all of a sudden pull away from the transition strip, but I don't think you're going to have that issue.
Okay.
But that's how you deal with it.
All right.
All right, anything else?
The second question is, it's where I start, my starting point, the room is not square. The room starts to get bigger, like in the middle. How can I compensate for that?
Okay, the way that I always, this is the same problem no matter what type of flooring you ever deal with. It could be ceramic tile. The only time you don't have this problem is carpet, you know, because unless the carpet's got a pattern. Okay, so you have to, the way I always do it is, if I was to come and look at that room right now, I would try to find one part of that room where, even after the furniture's in, where there's a very long edge that's very visible. Like, it could be an island cabinet. It could be a wall. Like, some kitchens have a long wall in them that even after the flooring's down, you know, you see that where the floor hits the baseboard. See what I mean?
Right.
So wherever wherever the most prominent visual point is, where the wall, where the laminate flooring would be parallel for a while, you know, with something else that's going the same direction,
right,
then I always orient my flooring to that line.
Point.
To that line, yeah. Because and then unfortunately, you have, you know, it's going to get ugly somewhere else, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, or where it's, you know, you try to do it in such a way that wherever it shows up that it's not square, that it's ugly, or that there's a way you can disguise it, like with a throw rug or something else like that. See what I mean?
Right.
Maybe a piece of furniture disguises it. In other words, you know, you have to look at it both directions, you know, but typically there's a place where there's the flooring, you know, just meets up against it and there's no way to hide it. So make it look as good as possible there.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
That's it.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, man. Call anytime.